Yes, he is back. The Pigskin Prophet, our Jim Measle, taking a look at high school football and other scores that he'll predict from around the area. So, by the way, we're asking everyone else to pick against you, or maybe with you, I guess, on our Facebook page. You can make your own Pigskin Prophet predictions, and from all the folks who have the most right, we'll draw from that and award a prize package coming up on Monday morning, including a gas card for that. So,
well, after 3 weeks, we're 11-1 on our high school picks.
You know, if I were you, I would stay away from the fairgrounds this weekend. A pig that hot, they are going to want a barbecue.
Or stuff. We were 4-0 again last week, second straight 4-0 week. Overall, we're 19-5. We went 5-1 on the college and pro picks last week. So 19-5 overall.
All right.
Let's get to it. Week number four, Branch County High School football slate includes homecoming for the Coldwater Cardinals. Yay! As they look to bounce back following last Friday's 49-28 loss to Harper Creek.
You know, I don't see you in the lineup for the homecoming parade tonight. We should have had you in a convertible or something.
So people could throw things at me.
Big skin profit, yes.
From the rooftops of downtown Coldwater.
Both of them.
The 2-1 Cardinals looking for revenge against the Mounties. Last year, they let a 10-point fourth quarter lead get away at Northwest. The Mounties are 1-2. They beat Kalamazoo Lloyd Norris, but they've lost to Adrian and Hastings. This is a team that could post problems, but the Cardinals, whose offense has posted 110 points this season, should get back on track Friday night before a homecoming crowd. And the Pigskin Prophet says Coldwater 35, Jackson Northwest 24.
Heard it here first, folks. All right.
Moving on, the 2-1 Bronson Vikings travel to Cassopolis on Friday night to battle the 1-2 Rangers. The Vikings looking to be smarter than the average Rangers. And Cass was
he went there.
Blasted by White Pigeon last week, 72-12. Bronson took care of Hartford 46-19. They're now 1-1 in the Southwest 10 portion of their schedule, 2-1 overall.
You know, I've always thought Cassopolis ought to have some kind of superhero, like, you know, Superman had Metropolis. Cassopolis needs a superhero.
Well, they've had some pretty good basketball teams over the years. But the Pigskin Prophet is calling for another lopsided win for Bronson. Vikings 45-14 over Cass.
All right.
Now, Union City and Quincy, I'm sure you talked to your soccer players over the years, Ken. Fellas, don't look ahead. One game at a time. That speech, right? Let's focus on this game. And that's what Union City and Quincy will have to do tonight. They have road games. The Chargers play the first of three straight road games at Stockbridge. And you know, the Chargers play five of their first six games on the road this season. Chargers 3-0 overall, 2-0 in the Big A. Stockbridge is 0-3. They lost to Quincy last week, 40-29. Panthers have surrendered 123 points in their first three games. Union City has scored 88 so far. And if the Chargers can avoid a letdown, they should go to 4-0. Pigskin Prophet says Union City 42, Stockbridge 21. Meanwhile, the turnaround continues at Quincy. After not winning a game last season, the Orioles have started 3-0 in 2025, thanks to an offense which has produced 160 points in the first three games. Comstock is off to an 0-3 start. They've been outscored 116-28. And Quincy, just like Union City, has to guard against a letdown. So if the Orioles and the Chargers both win their games on Friday night, that will set up a battle of unbeatens for first place in the Big A Conference next week in Quincy. But first things first. Yes. The Pigskin Prophet says Quincy 45, Comstock 17.
There you go. Picking for all the hometown boys. All right, let's do quickly the football predictions.
I think Michigan will win 24-20 over Nebraska. The late night special, Saturday night, Michigan State at USC, 11 o'clock kick.
Yeah, extra caffeine.
Yes.
They'll still be playing when you get up for church on Sunday.
USC 38, Michigan State 17.
Ouch.
Big game in the Big Ten. Interesting matchup. Illinois against Indiana. I'm going to go with the Illini, 27-23. Utah should edge Texas Tech by a field goal, 30-27. I like Oklahoma over Auburn, another top 25 matchup, 30-21. In the NFL, Brett, sorry. Vikings 17-13 over the Bengals, a game that somebody has to win, right? I like the Dallas Cowboys to beat the hopefully inept Chicago Bears, 34-20. And the Lions, well, yes, they were impressive against the woeful Bears on Sunday, but they will come back to earth on Monday night, and it will not be close.
Wow.
Ravens 38-17.
All right, we will see. So that one, that we won't know that one until Tuesday morning, obviously. Everything
right.
else we'll know before then. And he is here every Friday with his picks. Again, you can go on our Facebook page and make your picks. Pick against him if you want to, although he picked all the hometown guys, so I don't know if I'd pick against him on that. It's our weekly Pigskin Prophet.
Remember the name, remember the call. Pigskin Prophet, he's the best.